Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Courtney Thomas with your latest local news. Police are investigating following a possible shooting incident at Dysart. A man and a woman presented to the local hospital on Monday night with gunshot wounds. It's understood the pair were then airlifted to Mackay Base Hospital for treatment. Almost half of the Bruce Highway is failing basic safety ratings. According to News Corp, 2019 data from the Australian Road Safety Assessment Program shows around 5% of the Bruce was rated just 2 stars out of 5, while just over 44% was graded 3, with the most dangerous sections of the road between Brizzy and Cairns being in the regions, with a notorious stretch near Mackay receiving the worst overall rating. Meantime, drivers are being urged to spare a thought for buses when out and about on the roads. The We All Need Space campaign is underway, reminding us to never overtake a turning bus, slow down when passing and give way. Michelle Taylor from the National Heavy Vehicle Regulator says a lack of patience among motorists is putting everyone at risk.
Unfortunately, on roads in Queensland last year, there were 3 lives lost that resulted from an accident with a bus and a car. So this We All Need Space campaign is really about trying to raise awareness and help save lives on the road.
And a sustainable aviation fuel industry could be the sweetener needed to secure a successful future for Mackay sugarcane farmers. Queensland cane growers Dan Callaghan says the state has a fantastic opportunity to develop a lower emissions fuel sector.
There's no doubt, as we would say, and we've said this directly to the Premier, by 2032 we want to see airlines coming into Queensland for the Olympics, and they want to be fuelled by low emissions fuel generated by Queensland sugarcane. That would be the ideal scenario.
Just briefly updating some local sport news now, and to hockey. The 2024 Queensland Women's Masters Championships kick off on Friday in Maribyrnong, with Mackay teams set to compete.